right off the bat. What a great Saturday of racing, folks, and some great races really lining up.
Oh, it's a great card. It's a solid card. Took me a long time to get through everything, handicapping the card and doing the line, but I think we can start the meet off with a bang here with you know, a lot of really solid horses shipping in, and we've got Ben's Cat. You know, we don't know what Leatherberry's going to do, going to decide whether to go into the Francis Dash or the Turf Dash, so we'll see where that goes.
And what is it about Ben's Cat that gets people out here, gets people excited, and also some interesting betting money whenever he has a horse in a race?
Well, I mean, with Ben's Cat, he's just a horse that's kind of, you know, just came from the bottom ranks, you know, was, if I remember correctly, as a low-level maiden claiming for the most part, and worked his way up, and when he hit the turf, I mean, he just turned into a different animal, but he's also transferred that to the main track, and you know, he's very, very, you know, versatile. He can sprint on the turf going, you know, 5.5 or 6. Dirt, he can go 6, 5.5. I mean, he's all over the place. I mean, Leatherberry's done a great job in holding them together at such, you know, ripe old age.
How tough is it handicapping a race that Ben's Cat's in? Because there are people that are familiar with the name that are betting on past performances, but also you've got other horses that are coming in pretty hot in those races.
Well, I mean, once, you know, if he goes out of town, he may not get all of the respect, but he's gaining it with every race, and he's proven it. I mean, the race back at Penn National, I believe over the summer, he went up there and upset a field. He was close to 6-1 on the dirt. People kind of let him get away, but on the turf, you know, it's hard. He stays around here in Pennsylvania. They know who he is now, and he gains a lot of respect at the windows.
What about the horses that are shipping in? Some big trainers, some big names coming for the Saturday?
Well, obviously, we've got Sage Valley coming in for the DeFrancis Dash for trainer Rudy Rodriguez. You know, a horse that we saw Preakness Day or Black Eyed Susan Day, one of the two. I knew it was Preakness weekend. He ran a very nice race. Kind of had the best part of the track that day, was towards the outside. I made him the favorite at 9-5 in the DeFrancis, but I did make Ben's Cat second choice in there. Very tight underneath of the favorite, Sage Valley. You've got Brigham coming in for Bob Baffert. Il Villano, who was a very strong competitor here last fall into the winter. Immortalized for a local, Damon Dilla DeVico, very, very strong form. And Rosie Napravnik's going to be here to ride Saturday's Charm.
And that's interesting. So Rosie's in a bunch of races, going to be here all day.
Oh, yeah, she'll be here all day. She's, you know, her career just watching it blossom, you know, started here in Maryland, and she's just moved her way right up to the ranks. And it's been great to see another product like a Ramon Dominguez, you know, that's kind of came through Maryland and have launched themselves off to a great, great career.
And you also talked about the local trainer who's going to have two horses in the Dash, Damon. He does a great job, and he's taken a little bit of a chance, but I know he's excited about it, and nice to have a local trainer, a hands-on guy with two horses in the big race.
Obviously, Damon does a great job. He and his staff, I think it was Mike Giralis and then Mark Lapidus, one of the owners, you know, they pick their horses well. They make some very shrewd, some great claims. And Immortalized, Service Pretend, wouldn't surprise me at all if one of them two, one or both of them were right there in the mix at the end. He's got them in great form right now.
Kind of fun to get the fall meet really going with such a big first Saturday for the meet.
Oh, obviously. Let's hope the weather, you know, stays as nice as it's been. And if it does, and the turf course today, actually, you know, we're going to tape this here on Thursday. Turf course favoring some closers, so maybe take that into consideration with your handicapping if you're coming out for Saturday's card.
And how about yourself, handicapping these races? The main man now.
Well, you know, Frank Hurley, you know, he's a legend. There's no doubt about it. We miss him here. You know, getting a feel. I've done morning lines down in Virginia for the last 8, 10 years or so, but coming up here, the new influx of the money, the slots money coming in, and building the purses, building the quality of racing, trainers coming in from all over the country, it makes it tough. It's going to take a little while to adjust to that, no doubt about it.
And that is a difference we're seeing. We're seeing trainers coming in from all over the country. We're seeing people really pointing towards Laurel Park to get in some good races and try to get some good money.
Oh, obviously. We've got a great turf course here, main track, one of the best in the country, playing a little bit fast today, and use that for your handicap, but definitely quick. We actually had a track record set today, I believe, in a mile and 16th, in a mile and 16th race by Philly Outta. It came in down from New York, a shipper for Dutro. So yeah, I mean, it's a great track. I think it's going to grow now with the quality of product. We see it here. I'm hoping that the weather throughout the fall will stay good because I mean this turf course is phenomenal, and we can get a lot of big fields, and it makes for great betting.
And how big a race is the DeFrancis Dash? When people look at that and they see that name and they see it on the schedule when they focus on Laurel.
Oh, for Frank, for everything he did way back in racing here in Maryland, and it's great to see it. And unfortunately, we'd like to see it back graded again. I would. Certainly, I know some of the people here would. But it's been a great event. We've seen some great sprinters over the years. And, I think this year's rendition is solid. I think Sage Valley is a worthy favorite. A nice, grade two competitor has been right there in some grade ones. We've got a good, strong field and look forward to a good race.
Thanks a lot.
You got it.
All right.